Hello, welcome to the English program. Time now to have a look, see what's happening with the various bits of news and information from the official Foreign Office. They've got a website, of course, and we have in the past read quite a lot of the sort of news releases from the official website, the Foreign and the Commonwealth Office website, fco.gov.uk. We have sort of the latest news in just a second. Okay, that was a little bit of Christmassy type. Didn't sound very Christmassy, but believe me, take my word for it, that was a bit of Christmassy music. Well, the most recent bit of news here from the FCO website is the industrial action at Portugal's airports. Baggage handlers and check-in staff have called off the strike that was scheduled for the Christmas period. Thank goodness for that. And also, the Foreign Secretary has expressed UK's concern following Belarus elections. I urge the Belarusian authorities to ensure, this is what William Hague said, to ensure that all detainees are given access to adequate medical care and legal representation. Headline here, Minister defends need for private space and diplomacy in the internet age. The Foreign Office Minister, Alastair Burt, has argued the case for the FCO's digital engagement activities during a Westminster Hall debate, whilst emphasising the need for certain diplomatic communications to remain private. More news and information from the FCO in just a second. Okay, let's have a little look here. What else has been happening? I think someone was calling me just for a second, and I could hear someone in the background shouting my name. But I shall continue this, because we're broadcasting live here. Foreign Secretary William Hague and Minister for Europe David Lidington met with the Dutch Foreign Minister Yuri Rosenthal. That was today. It was published December 22nd. Today, of course, and the Foreign Secretary's Christmas message has been published. Christmas is a time that reminds us of our common human values. If you want to read that in full, go to the official Foreign Office website, fco.gov.uk. More news and information in just a second. Now that does sound quite Christmassy, I have to admit. Right, let's have a look. Mr. Benedict Llewellyn Jones, OBE, will succeed Mr. Nicholas Cannon, OBE, who will be transferring to another diplomatic service appointment. This is regarding the change of Her Majesty's High Commissioner to the Republic of Rwanda. And also there's a change of British High Commissioner to the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago. Mr. Arthur Snell has been appointed British High Commissioner to the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago. All of these stories, you can read the full press release on the official FCO website, fco.gov.uk. I'm trying to get through as many little items here as possible. Most UK airports are open now, although flights are still subject to cancellation or delay. Passengers are advised to check with their airline before travelling to the airport. So this is published today from the FCO. Disruption to travel in UK and Europe. Obviously, it continues. It's going to be a while before things get back to normal. We've been reading news and information from the official FCO website. The address is fco.gov.uk.